in this bulletin. The Federal Treasurer promotes tonight's federal budget as a long-term economic plan for the country. Further flood evacuation warnings issued across northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland. And in sport, Australian cricketers pay tribute to Shane Warne ahead of Wednesday's state memorial at the MCG. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is flagging a temporary easing of living costs and a long-term plan for the economy in Tuesday night's federal budget. The 2022-23 budget is expected to show the unemployment rate dropping to 3.75% by the September quarter this year, its lowest level since 1974. It is also anticipated to include one-off payments of $250 for low-income Australians. Mr. Frydenberg is pitching the budget as a long-term economic plan to provide skills, fund national security, build more infrastructure, and drive down the cost of energy.
Tonight's budget will demonstrate that growth is higher, unemployment is lower, and wages are strengthening. We will be banking the dividend of a stronger economy with a material improvement to the budget bottom line. Deficits will be lower, and debt as a share of the economy will peak earlier and lower than was previously forecast.
Widespread rainfall is expected across New South Wales for the rest of today and into tomorrow as parts of the state are evacuated for the second time this month. The low-pressure weather system will bring heavy to torrential rainfall over the north coast until Wednesday morning, with isolated severe thunderstorms predicted. Major flood warnings have now been issued for the Wilsons River at Lismore, with rising levels predicted to occur on Tuesday afternoon and potentially near the levee top by evening. The State Emergency Service has warned that life-threatening flash flooding and significant riverine flooding is also possible. The SES has already responded to 462 requests for assistance, including 14 flood rescues over the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, in southeast Queensland, intense rainfall and flooding has residents in the town of Dalby on alert as the search continues for a missing man. One man has already died after his ute got stuck in floodwaters in Toowoomba. An emergency alert has been issued for residents in low-lying areas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukrainian forces have retaken the Kyiv suburb of Irpin, the scene of some of the heaviest fighting in the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Speaking during his daily address, Mr. Zelensky says his troops were advancing in the Kyiv region, pushing Russian troops away from the capital. However, he adds that Russia still controls northern parts of the region.
It's still too early to talk about safety in this part of the region. Fighting continues. Russian troops hold the north of Kyiv region under control. They have resources and manpower. They are trying to rebuild destroyed units. The level of 90% of losses is not an argument for them to stop.
Mr. Zelensky continues to argue for the West to provide Ukraine with warplanes and air defence missiles and has criticised allies for delaying the imposing of embargoes on Russian oil. US President Joe Biden has defended his remark in Warsaw that Russian President Vladimir Putin should be removed from power, but has clarified it was not a move to shift the country's political regime. The remark came at the end of a speech Mr. Biden was giving in the Polish capital on Saturday, in which he said Mr. Putin cannot retain in power. Administration officials rushed to clarify afterwards that the White House was not advocating for a regime change in Russia. Mr. Biden has rejected the idea that his comment could escalate tensions over the war in Ukraine or that it would feed Russian propaganda about Western aggression.
The only war that's worse than one intended is one that's unintended. The last thing I want to do is engage in a land war or a nuclear war with Russia. That's not part of it. I was expressing my outrage at the behavior of this man. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And it's more an aspiration than anything. He shouldn't be in power. People like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. The fact they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
Australian cricketers and former colleagues of Shane Warne have addressed the media ahead of the sporting legend's state memorial tomorrow. More than 50,000 fans are expected to farewell Warne on Wednesday night at the MCG, with thousands more tuning in via video link from the UK, Pakistan and India. The 52-year-old died tragically of a heart attack earlier this month while holidaying in Thailand and was laid to rest in a private funeral service 2 weeks ago. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and a possible storm, 28. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, a possible late shower, 23. Canberra, a possible shower, 24. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, rain tending to showers, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.